Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
CBN News is reporting that Fox News reported that the military now, the Army warns its soldiers that Christians are a threat. Christians are a threat to them.
Wow.
And if they support the Christians, then it could be a negative towards their career in the military. It's just like, this is like...
Catch a clue.
Adolf Hitler 101 happened to... What happened to the apple of God's eye to the Jews in Germany and the world? How many? 60,000 camps? Something like 60,000 yeah. concentration camps in a short period of time. Quickly trying to do a frenzy to destroy as many as they could. Happened overnight. And all of a sudden they begin to say things just like they're saying right now in America about Christians. I mean, the military is reported to say that Christians are a threat to you. And if you support them, they're reporting.
Mm.
If you support them, it'll be detrimental to your career. So now they're investigating it. And so understand that. This is the beginning of targeting, and all of a sudden you're wearing, of course, you're not going to wear a sewn little patch on your arm. Mm. You're going to wear a chip.
Right.
You know? I mean, that's so old school. I mean, today they'll actually just like engrave a barcode on your head or something. I mean, go figure. They actually put a public mark on them, and they could print it on you now, I'm sure. And so then you're tracked, and it's like, you know, God's kingdom can go on, but don't you? I mean, what? We're gonna have to answer to everybody in heaven. The cloud of witnesses looking at us and said, you blew in 230 years.
Right.
You blew one nation under God. You blew one nation under God. I mean, you had the privilege of looking at how we blew it as Israel when we said we wanted a king. You know, you were introduced to God when you got the word back and he introduced himself to you. Then you realized that 151 years after King James, you know, once you had the word, that you truly could be a nation not under a worldly king, but under King Jesus, one nation under God. And 230 years later, you blow it?
Wow.
You blow it? And they're looking at us right now. I'm sure they're going, Jiminy, blow it, crickets. You're about to blow the one thing that helped Israel get back one nation under God. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not under a king anymore. Now they're each man's heart votes based on their convictions about the direction of the nations. It's a republic. It's a democracy. And so in the context of that, here we are today, and it's like, but you know what? We still got it. It's still here. And Lucifer's trying his hardest to convince people, well, it's already gone. Let's just go ahead and move into, you know, socialism or communism. You say, that's not true. Hey, they're supporting right now for mayor of New York an open former communist that says, that he, you know, reported by the New York Times itself on the front page,
yeah,
saying that his best years was when he was in his communist years. This is New York.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like,
it's also reported that he was the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton's Senate campaign in New York.
Oh, the Alinsky, one of the Alinsky followers?
Yeah.
Is this Hillary?
Hillary.
Oh, wow. Hillary, she is the wife. Isn't she a wife of the president? Didn't she marry the
president? Yeah.
I know she was the president's wife. Wow. So she ran for something?
State Senate.
Okay,
in New
State
York.
Senate. Did she make it?
Well, she made it.
Okay.
But de Blasio, who was running for mayor of New York, he ran her campaign at that time.
The communist man?
The communist man.
Well, the man that professes to be, like, I don't know. I mean, I just New York Times says it, so I don't know.
Well.
And the presence of socialism is a progressive move towards communism, which says government can develop a utopia, and, you know, that we are God, God's not God, and
right.
we figured it. And it always ends up, for some strange reason, anybody that is God's people,
mm-hmm.
and all of God's name and his things, for some reason get removed from society. They burn pictures of Jesus and documents and records and behead people and burn people and gas folks and gather them and concentrate them and things of that nature. It's like, why does communism and socialism always end up against that? Because it's a replacement. understand, it's a replacement. It's going to the full speed ahead that we're God, and we can build this tower ourselves, and we don't have no need of God. And so, but they got to push God away because God will mess up their paradigm because he just shows up and confuses their language. You know what I'm saying? So they got to begin to get men. The knowledge got pushed away. So I want to encourage you right now. We are a republic. We're a government by and for the people, which means you are the leader in this nation. And so God is watching you, Josiah. And if you haven't yet, you know, heard Josiah, go to VFNTV.com and click on VFNTV in the menu and listen to it. Understand that we are Josiah. If we are the ones that are making decisions of who's going to lead the country, which direction we're going to go into, we can't blame the 530 people we selected. We have to blame ourselves.
That's right.
But when we do that, we're like Josiah, and Josiah ripped his clothes. He ripped his clothes and said, "Dear God, you're angry with us." Find out about that. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFNTV in the menu and watch that and see. CBN News has reported that Fox News reported that that the army is telling their you got to listen to this CBN News, and we're going to talk about this because this is the beginning stages. This is the beginning stages, maybe further down than you think, because the technology is much higher than it was in the days of Germany, of focusing on persecuting the church and the Jews. Listen to this.
You.
Soldiers at a Fort Hood pre-deployment briefing say they were told evangelical Christians and Tea Party members were a threat to the nation. That's according to FoxNews.com. Fox News journalist Todd Starnes also reported another soldier attending the briefing says they were told groups like the American Family Association were, quote, tearing the country apart. They were also reportedly told donating to such groups could lead to punishment under military code because some of them have been classified as hate groups. The Liberty Institute is advising one of the soldiers and investigating further.
This is huge. The very fact that being a Christian, a Christ follower, is considered now, is being taught by our military who swears an oath under God. You know, and of course, the Air Force is now, it's reported that they are actually removing God from their pledge, making it optional. And it's like, wake up, church. You know, wake up, church. And this, it's not for us to go be political. It's for us to fall to the ground and repent, because what they're saying is right now, the same way they did to the Jews in Germany, all of a sudden, you understand, the Jews were blessed. They were business owners. They were shop owners. They were bank owners. They had the blessings of God was on them, and they were doing well.
Wow.
And so all of a sudden, this message came out and started talking about the 99%. No, started talking about they're doing better than us, and started beginning to target them. And that's the Alinsky model. It was just Lucifer's. It's just what Satan does. And so there was a narrative being led, orchestrated by Lucifer, using folks that were held captive by him to do his will, saying, we're going to give you stuff and give you things, and saying you should have more than them and they shouldn't have so much. And then all of a sudden people started feeling animosity towards the Jews because that was the narrative. And they still had their jobs, they still had their houses, they still had, everything was still going. But you know what they didn't do? They didn't pay attention. They didn't pay attention. Today, the reason why you see people say, I can't believe that they have all these museums for the Holocaust, it's because they're saying, this ain't going to happen no more. We're gonna remember what happened. We're going to remember this. And that's why they teach it every single year in Israel. And they have a big celebration about how they got there and teach it. And so we have the benefit of those who have suffered before us, that we can learn from their experiences and understand the Diary of Anne Frank is not a myth and not some poetic reading in your class. It was true.
Yeah.
And I got a chance to sit. Is that us? We went to see in Washington D.C. We sat with her diary there at the Holocaust Museum.
They have it.
Yeah, they have an area with her. Anyway, so that narrative is cranked up. And so one day, they say, think about it. They're running banks. They're running business. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what's going on in society. We have our own little clique going on here. It's going to, they can't really, come on. I mean, we're hiring them. Yeah. You know, we're paying their, we're the corporate world. We're, you know, we got this thing. Mm-hmm. They felt no need to pay attention. And today the church is like, I'm telling you, pay attention. Pay attention, because if we pay attention, and that's why we're talking to you here on VFN Radio, Christian Television Networks, to wake you up and give you a light perspective, L-I-G-H-T perspective of what's going on. So you can take a look and see what's going on. And what's going on is our military is reported by CBN News today that FoxNews.com reported that the military army is telling their soldiers, which is your brother and your sister, by the way, it's fellow citizens, that if you, that Christians are a danger, a threat to the nation. They're telling soldiers now, soldiers who fight for the country,
wow,
that the Christians are a danger to the country. Get this right. They're telling soldiers who fight for the country, saying, okay, here's the threat. Christians are the threat to the country. They're taking soldiers who take an oath to defend the constitutions from enemies, foreign and domestic, and they're saying, we have a domestic enemy, based on these reports, according to CBN News, who reports that FoxNews.com reported this, that we have an enemy, and the enemy, the threat to the Constitution, is a Christian. They're ripping, quote, this is what's being said, and what you just heard it, that they're, that these organizations are ripping our nation apart.
Wow.
So that makes it a domestic enemy. And of course, the military swears an oath to defend the borders and from enemies foreign, but in regards to the president, the Congress, the Senate, your sheriff, your governor, all those new citizens coming in, and your local citizens, that we all, that's why you hold your hand over your heart and pledge allegiance to the flag for the republic for which it stands, is that you pledge to defend the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic. Well, okay, they change, all of a sudden they just say, the Christians are a domestic enemy. That's what they're doing. That's the narrative. That is the clear alternative for the 13 tactics of Alinsky, you know, Lucifer tips. Mm-hmm. And so, and the church is not an it's just, and so what happened was they didn't pay attention. Jews didn't pay attention. And suddenly, you got to get this. Suddenly, this is going to be made available to you. And I'm just going to tell you, it's there now by faith. Go to VFNTV.com and go to the store and get Seeking God's Perspective of Israel and listen to every part of it. But understand this, that suddenly they got pulled out of their houses, got pulled out of their jobs in their nice mink coats. They're taking their jewelry and putting it into bread and swallowing their gold and a little bit that they had. And they're being paraded down the street. I mean, just suddenly, because this whole thing was going on behind the scenes, they didn't understand how much how much Satan hates Christians and Jews. He, let me get this straight. He hates you.
Yeah.
He hates all mankind, but he hates you because you are God's. You represent the Lord to him. You're the light. Remember, all this darkness is going on, and you're like a flashlight walking around this dark world. And so you stand out like a sore thumb. And so now they're parading the Jews down the street, not parading, but just marching down the street. Now they're all in single file, and you can imagine all the thoughts going on, and you haven't yet seen, you go to the VFN torch, you got to see this kid's face. And as this lady talks about how she was treated that way, this Jewish lady, how they marched down the street, but I don't want to get distracted from that. And as all of a sudden they went from banker to having horse feces thrown at them as they're walking down the streets away from their homes, as the German soldiers are coming over, taking over the home. Somebody says, well, that wouldn't happen in America. You don't understand what the Trail of Tears is about, and you don't know what happened to the First Nation people here. That's exactly what happened to the First Nation people in this country. I believe it was President Jackson that just pushed the Indian, the First Nation people, out of their homes, took over all their stuff, and pushed them west. So don't tell me it couldn't happen here. If you don't think it can happen here, ask the African Americans' history that they separate. You know, this would be the cry of the Christians in America. Let's merge our history. Let's don't make our children have to take four different history classes.
Right.
Let's take all of our history. Let's bring it together, and it should humble us and say, my goodness, is this who we were? How can we be better? I mean, why should you have to take, you know, 15 different ethnic history classes? It's like, aren't we one nation under God? Shouldn't we be all the same? And don't complain about colleges that rise up that teach the part of history that, that some colleges refuse to teach. You got to teach the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And so here they are. One moment they were owning the banks, and the next minute they're actually going down the street with horse manure because they were targeted. The narrative was that now that they're our problem, they're the 1%. You know, they're the upper class. I want to continue the conversation about what just happened with reported by CBN News. We just heard in the end of the first hour, and they're reporting that, that FoxNews.com reported that an army soldiers are telling other soldiers that are about to deploy that Christians are a threat. They're a threat to America.
Yeah.
And these type of organizations are ripping America apart. Okay, you have a soldier who's meant to defend a country outside the country, even though they've been bringing them more and more in the country, outside the country. At the same time, and they're meant to go deal with the threats.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the same conversation, because they're about to deploy them to deal with threats, they say, oh, by the way, and Christians are a threat. This is what's being reported right now, according to CBN News. They're reporting that FoxNews.com reported this. And you would have heard it in the first hour. And it's like, okay, they're meant to deal with threats. And now the Lucifer tip's being used saying that, you know, Christians are a threat and a domestic threat at that, because if they're in the country, that means, by the way, a domestic threat means you got an enemy in the camp.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody like the enemy in the camp that says there's an enemy in the camp. You look for the very first one that said there's an enemy in the camp.
Right.
It's like, ah, Hitler, I got you. And so this was going on with Germany and with the Nazi party. They were doing this. And they just created this whole narrative that that the person, they just began to divide up the, I don't know, like the 99%, the 1%, the blessed, these Jews are owning the business and
right.
all that type of thing. And overnight, because they weren't paying attention, and this is why we're here, pay attention. Just pay attention. Take a knee. Get perspective. Hear and pay attention to what's going on. Listen to, you know, seeking God's perspective of Israel, and understand that we have are part of Israel. We are grafted in. The blessings of Abraham are ours. We're grafted in branches. So we got to pay attention to Jesus, the Jew, and our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Son of God. And so here it was, suddenly, because they weren't paying attention, they were in their houses, and they kind of sensed it. They didn't take, I mean, it's real difficult to, for mindset is, when you're running things, that you can't all of a sudden be under someone else running you.
Hmm.
And the thing is that Lucifer always wants to run things.
Hmm.
Wants to sign their name to things, right? Did you just sign your name to that? Did you? Wow, okay. All right, can you go back and get that?
Yeah.
You should have signed your name. Anyway, so was that over my name? Like that thing?
Yeah.
And so, so it's a spirit, it's a Lucifer thing. And Lucifites, Mennonites, Canaanites, and Lucifites. Jiminy Lucifite crickets, right? And so here they are, from running the banks and running the business and employing the German people, employing them, giving them jobs. Next thing you know, they're walking down the streets and they're throwing manure at them and cursing them and saying all this hateful hate speech against them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, understand, if you haven't heard the entire series, you know, are they using Lucifer tips to organize America and the world? That's a standard Lucifer 101. And it's what happened with Saul.
Mm-hmm.
When Saul began to organize against Stephen. And immediately, as soon as they stoned Stephen, they broke out in a frenzy against the church and started dragging them out of their households. That's what happened with the Jews. As soon as they were able to get the narrative of enough people to buy into the narrative, because you have to get men kind of buy into things because men have been given authority. So they create this narrative. All of a sudden, now the Jews are your problem. All of a sudden, the Christians are your problem. And then people buy into it. And next thing you know, they organized against it. They polarize you from everybody else. And don't buy into that. Don't let anybody polarize you. We're one nation under God. Everybody counts. Everybody's important. And with that, next thing you know, they're walking down the streets with their children and their husbands, and they're taking them to a nice apartment complex they built for them, a secluded apartment complex that, I don't know, they called it a ghetto later. And when there was reports of this going on, and there's reports in the history documents of America hearing about this going on, and they just kind of like, why even cry over broken eggs or something like that, the article said. In the New York Times, I believe, but I don't know. I can't say that for sure, so it might not have been the New York Times. But it was the papers.
I mean, it was only the Dominican Republic that actually took the Jews in. I mean, every other country was not even taking them in, turning the boats away.
Yep.
Turning them away.
Yep. During this time.
Wow.
And so don't think everybody's going to join in, because if some... Anyway, so then they get to this place, you know, it was a ghetto where they just stacked every... Because they first move into their room that they're going to be in, they find out, oh, this is small. Then they find out, like, we're going to be in here with 8 to 10 families. It's not even small for us. Yeah. We're going to be packed in like sardines. And then the Red Cross, somebody sends the Red Cross there to figure out what's going on, because they reported it. And so they fixed everything up and created a promotional video. I mean, think about it, back then, a promotional video. There's like 10 billion of those videos today. A promotional video to make it look like a utopia.
Yeah.
They had like people playing instruments and like had a orchestra going on. They were playing like badminton and tennis and stuff. That was just for that one moment in that inspection. They were there for a couple of hours and then left.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about it, it's like somebody coming to America and seeing you in a camp somewhere, and a ghetto, that they have you all, you know, protecting you, and they convince you that they're protecting you from the outside, but they're actually protecting the outside from you.
Mm.
That's what they're really doing. The guards are meant to keep you in, not to keep people out. And so so they took them there, and they didn't even finish their whole inspection. They left before it was done. And let me tell you something. Lucifer, I mean, a liar, a father of lies. When he speaks his native language, and he is the father of many folks. As Jesus said, many religious folks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he said to the Pharisees, right? You're listening to your father, all right, your father Lucifer. And so with that, there was a period of time they were there. They were wearing, you know, barcodes, you know, pictures, chips. No, they're wearing like a little, you know.
Patch
that said Christian. No, it said Jew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. We're just doing this so we can help identify you, make sure that we can gather you, because we want to make sure they doesn't. It's not going to be good. Then suddenly, and you can see this, I'm sure it's a related article if you're listening to this on the VFN Torch or on the app, in regards to how the lady begins to share about her own personal experience as a 13-year-old girl, as she's speaking on CBN News about her experience, and she kind of put it aside until suddenly she realized that she saw her mother in one of the pictures years later, and she had to begin to talk about what happened. And next thing you know, what they did was, and this is what she reports, that one day they said, listen, we're going to need to take your dad, but he'll be coming back. And so they took the men out. They didn't know where they went, but they'll find out in a little bit. And then a little while later, when her dad was gone, all of a sudden they took her mama and her and her two brothers, amongst with all the others.
Mm-hmm.
And they started bringing them on. They were telling them, we're going to take you to another place. Listen, any stimulus from Lucifer will lead you into an oven, okay? It will lead you into gas showers. It will lead you into destruction. He comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. And they were thinking, they got a place. I mean, your brain just doesn't want to believe that evil's evil.
Mm.
But now we can look back and say it's evil.
Kind of controls you, but what he gives you, huh?
Yes, exactly. Jay-Z. And so, Jay-Z talking about Jezebel's spirit. We're not talking about
it. Yeah.
And so with that, they get on the train, but also when they're getting on the train, they're packing them on cattle trains, John, human beings, God's folks, God's people, God's chosen folks. You think as an arrogant American, you think as arrogant Christian American that you will not be packed on a train. You really think that? They did this to the Jews. You know, if we repent, this won't happen. But understand, this is our destiny in Lucifer's design in his heart.
Wow.
And started packing these women and their children in cattle trains to smack. And they took all their luggage and just threw it out. All the stuff that was important, and they just threw it away. Why? Because the end of this thing is death. A lot of promises led them to this place. A lot of naivety, not paying attention, just assuming that evil doesn't exist. And people died from suffocation on that train. It was so bad. It was cattle, where they put cows. The military just informed some soldiers that were deploying other soldiers, just informed them, according to CBN News reporting that FoxNews.com reported that Christians are a threat. That'd be a domestic
yeah.
threat.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, you know, in America, and organizations like that reportedly are saying.
Well, just the Fox News is reporting that the Secretary of the Army has ordered that the military leaders halt the briefings on extremist organizations they labeled evangelical Christians. I mean, this is like another follow-up to that.
You can see this article on the VFN Torch. We'll make it available mm-hmm. so you can get to it. And what I'm talking about is, and you can see this on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com about what happened as she begins to describe what happened at the Holocaust. This particular lady was describing what happened as they pushed them on trains is where I was. The name of the segment is It's Not Surreal, Sir. It's Real.
Mm.
Don't let your senses fool you.
Mm.
All along she was saying was, it just seemed surreal as they were killing her father. It just seemed surreal as they were killing her mother. It was seems, you know, the thing about it is, that's how quickly and how deceptive he is. But it's finished and done with before you even know what's going on.
Wow.
46,200 concentration camps and ghettos were put up. 46,200 during this short period of time just to destroy the Jews and Christians and anybody else they didn't like.
Mm.
This spirit still exists. It's Lucifer. You know, it's not, you're thinking, well, there's no such thing. It still exists. And so she's talking about all of a sudden we're crammed on this train and you're still, it's all surreal to her. I think she's like 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they start getting off the train. As soon as they get off the train, they separate her mother and her brothers from her and start sending her off somewhere else. And you can see a picture. Look at the face of these boys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at their face, how...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she says, oh, you just want to rescue them and just think, yeah. Oh, my goodness. And that's her mother right here. It's her mother, you can see. But she says she finally turns around to the guards. That was, you know, some made it and some didn't. There was nothing. You just didn't know who, why, and there was no reason why. Some people lived and some didn't because they asked her that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually watch her talk about this because we need to learn that this has happened many times and it can happen again. They're preparing for it to happen now. The narrative is happening now. And they finally asked her, said, you know, they're getting off the trains, you know, at the concentration camp, which is this barbed wire fenced in area for everybody that doesn't understand what that is. And concentration, think of it this way, that it's a whole bunch of you in one place. Mm-hmm. It's a concentration of you. So it was a concentration of Jews. It wasn't a place that they just thought deeply. It was a whole bunch of Jews that was mm-hmm. concentrated there, and Christians, and people that they wanted to get rid of. And so she said, you know, where's my mother? Where's my mother at 12 years old? And they pointed back to the smoke coming from the chimneys. And she says, they go, there's your mother. There's your mother. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because as soon as they got him off that train, they immediately took the majority of those people, she said, that didn't make it. The most of them didn't make it. They took them right to the showers, which, you know, if you've been crammed in a cattle car all day long, it's just the thought of having a shower probably just seemed just wonderful. They took them in there. They hung their clothes on a hook, and then they walked in the area that was shower heads that were in the ceiling, like water was going to come down. And let me tell you what happened, church. Let me tell you what happened. Gas came out instead of water, and all of a sudden they were killed by gas. That quick. That's how much venom and hatred Lucifer, who you think you're friends with, who you think you can walk in this darkness, that you can actually walk with Lucifer and God at the same time. And if you hadn't heard, you know, Children of the Day, hopefully it's a related link right here. You need to listen to it because God gave a vision just this week or last week about that. You cannot walk with Lucifer and Jesus. You have to make up your mind. You have to make up your mind. This is how evil is.
Mm-hmm.
And they would immediately took them into showers. They killed them. And some of them, they took their bodies and threw them into ovens to burn them. in the ovens today. We have pictures of that available for you, so you can see. You need to see this. You don't need to hide your face from this. You need to go to the Holocaust Museum yourself and see the reality of what can happen to God's people if we don't stay awake. Never again is what Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, is saying. He says, we will not sleep on this, even if we have to do it ourselves. He's like, we don't want this to ever happen again.
That's right.
That's why they leave the tanks out. That's why they build museums. And it's like the church just covers things up with a sheet and like it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And then they begin to have mass burials. Mass burials are just huge holes dug in the ground and just pushing these beautiful women and their children and their fathers and brothers and just bulldozers pushing them into these holes. Their bodies are just falling down in these holes. And some, they, for some reason, they didn't kill, but they starved to death and used their labor. And them, one of their particular, I don't know if you've seen Schindler's List, but I encourage you to see Schindler's List so you get an understanding. But in that, one of these particular guards would use the skin of the Jews to build lampshades with and to build things with. This happened. This is real. This is real.
Wow.
And so you have to understand, Satan hates God. This is a battle between light and darkness, good and evil. You cannot walk in darkness and say you're part of the light. You can't do that. You know, you're immediately polarized the day that you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. I mean, that's how it is. And when you're seeing a narrative like when a military soldier, according to CBN News, reports to FoxNews.com, reports that, and you're reading it yourself, that they're telling their soldiers that Christians are a threat to this nation, and they're launching these soldiers to go against the threat, even though they supposedly can't fight according to the Constitution, which is like being thrown out the water right now, again, in the land of the country here, unless there's martial law, I guess they could, I guess. But it's like we're being defined like the Jews were defined as a threat by our own military. Because the oath is sworn by our president, by our Congress, by our House of Representatives, by the Senate, by your governors, by your sheriffs, by your chief of, I don't know about your chief of police, but your county commissioners, your citizens, and all this is the pledge. This is the basic pledge. You know, I pledge allegiance, or I swear an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States from enemies foreign and domestic. And when Christians had just been defined as a domestic threat, I was like, come on. We're the ones picking up the trash in the park. We're the ones feeding the hungry. We're the ones loving on folks. We're the ones helping them come out of darkness. Oh, you don't want to lose anybody that's held captive to darkness. Well, we can't help but tell you that God loves you and God's got a plan for your life.
That's
understand
right.
That God's thoughts towards you are good. You're created in the image and the likeness of God. And no matter what you've been told in your life, God's got a plan for you. And no matter what you've done wrong, God can forgive you. And you know what? You can change your father. You can say, you know, I'm no longer going to follow the father of darkness. I'm going to begin to follow Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life because he's going to forgive me. He's paid the price for me. He's going to bring me into the family of God. I'm going to have a family. I'm going to be an heir of God, the creator of the universe, and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I'm going to be forgiven for my sins. I'm going to lay down my life for him because he laid down his life for me. There is a cause, but it's not Lucifer's cause. The cause is the cause of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who truly laid down his life for us, who paid the price for us. So I want to encourage you, this whole narrative and everything that's being promulgated, that if you arise and begin to say, you know what, God, I've sinned against you. I preached another Jesus. I preached another gospel. I had my sacred cows, and I've been trying to maintain these things while the nation was going under darkness. It's time for me to be the light. I apologize. Forgive me, God. Cleanse me. Lord, if you forgive me, like David said, if you forgive me, if you cleanse me with hyssop, if you cleanse me with your blood, I will arise and I will teach other people your ways, not my ways. I will teach other people your ways so they would not sin against you. Dear God, here I am. Send me, Lord. Here I am. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. the VFM radio program, just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.